And with the Republican National Convention 3 days away, protesters are readying for hundreds of counter-convention activities, including marches, rallies, and direct action in the street. The many different events planned have opened up a discussion among anti-Bush activists about whether civil disobedience is counterproductive. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
The headline in yesterday's New York Daily News was Anarchy, Inc., Hardcore Troublemakers, a Threat to the Republican Convention. In contrast, anarchist groups have been handing out booklets in the subways to explain their philosophy, to say they believe in community, cooperation, and nonviolence. Of course, of the hundreds of actions planned, the vast majority will be peaceful and legal, from a solemn march of coffins for each American service member who has died in Iraq, to author and comedian Al Franken's suggestion that people should throw open their windows before President Bush's convention speech and shout, "Forget about it!" sort of like a scene from the movie Network. But the question of possible violence has provoked a heated debate. A few weeks ago, author Norman Mailer, who once wrote about the demonstrations in Chicago in 1968, engaged his activist son, John Buffalo Mailer, in a dialogue in New York Magazine. Mailer the elder expressed misgivings about the coming demonstrations and a fear that there might be provocateurs. His son said of his father's view,
"They're valid misgivings. Honestly, what I'm hoping is that it doesn't turn out to be a disaster playing right into the administration's hands."
John Buffalo Mailer, a writer and actor, says he believes in protests, but he worries that acts that seem personally empowering look different on a television screen.
"Sound bites are going to be pulled out of context, and you're going to look like a crazy lunatic on there."
A similar view has been put out by Todd Gitlin, author of Letters to a Young Activist and a professor at Columbia University. Gitlin argues that violence in the streets, no matter who causes it, will be counterproductive if the Republicans, he says, can present themselves as defenders of law and order.
As against the anarcho-mob in the street, which the Democrats, they will argue, are soft on, they'll do it. This is Willie Horton at work. This is Bill Clinton, the man who visited Moscow, at work. This is the Bush dynasty M.O.
But the author and political activist known as Starhawk, who has trained people worldwide in nonviolent civil disobedience, believes direct action is necessary. "Millions across the world protested the war in Iraq last year," she said. "Perhaps you have to go further and say,
here we are. We're knocking at the gates. We're not violent. We are bringing our vision of what we want to see, and we want you to be aware that you do not have the consent of vast numbers of people."
Gitlin looks back at his experience on the streets of Chicago during the Democratic Convention in 68. Having survived police violence, he and other protesters believed they had won. Now, he says, symbolic victories don't often translate into political power. He believes Richard Nixon won the presidency in 68 partly because when people saw the pictures of violence in Chicago, they interpreted those images according to their own worldview.
So the notion that the cops would have been inciting the riot, which was in fact the case, was simply incommensurate with the views that conservatives had.
Powerful alternative visions don't easily translate, he says, and you can feel so energized by an experience.
The notion that you and your dear friends could look like monsters to people living on the other side of the fence is simply unimaginable.
I don't think that we actually can know what's going to help or what's going to hurt the Republicans or the Democrats.
Writer and activist Starhawk.
I do think we know that when an injustice is being perpetrated, we can't stop it by stifling our own voices.
Meanwhile, the Republicans are watching, and while many of the activists who plan civil disobedience don't plan to vote for President Bush or Senator Kerry, RNC spokesperson Jim Dyke says you can't get away from the truth that ideologically many of the protesters and the Democrats are in the same camp.
Whether it's opposition to the war or pro-abortion or pro-labor, and I suspect that more than a majority would say they're voting for John Kerry.
And that's the message the Republicans are putting out. But however that's going to play, John Buffalo Mailer says the protesters have already shown up and he will be joining them.
However, it's how we protest that matters.
If there's violence, he says, let's catch the sparks before they ignite. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.